So early, dude. I woke up today and I walked outside and I was like, I'm not wearing enough clothing. It's really freaking cold.
Yeah. Well, this is, I'm Pierce Devlin.
Stevie Honig.
And this is Subjectively Objective.
I can't believe the mics are finally working, dude.
I know, right?
No complications. Knock on wood. Knock on wood right now.
Yeah, right. It's been 30 seconds. So
exactly 30 seconds.
Last week we were passing around one microphone, which we didn't realize was on the entire time, which we couldn't turn off. So
I cursed like... I cursed a lot.
Yeah,
I did. Oh, yeah, that can get us.
We had some listeners, and you didn't curse.
No.
So you didn't say anything.
You're winking because you're lying, right?
I didn't even wink.
Oh.
I think I'm just tired, so my eye is twitching.
Okay.
But you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's start off with a beautiful PSA. Steven, this is all you. This is all you. Let's do a random page flip. Let's get it.
All right, yeah, a random page flip, short page, TBH. We're not going to do a long one. And, oh, man. damn it. It was a long one. Okay. For whoever's listening, local farmers market public statement announced. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs. Did you say herb? No, herbs. Flowers, honey, and even baked goods.
Herbs.
The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in Medford Square right behind City Hall with free parking in the lot between City Hall and the market.
Did you say every Thursday?
I did. From
So that's today.
Oh, my God.
Guess what? We're going from 3 to 7. All right, finish. Finish your PSA.
I have class from. So the Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 p.m. in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Do you know what's crazy? Union Square has the biggest farmers market in New York City. 14th and Union has like the only farmers market in Manhattan. I think it's every day, but all day on Sundays or Saturdays. It's cool. Insane. Okay. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. Public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Cool. Thanks, Stephen.
Oh, that was pretty
so,
good.
So, what do we got today? We got just a few songs.
A few opinions.
Mostly, mostly alternative hipster music. But,
Yep.
Yeah. How you been doing? You alright?
I'm okay. Had a little bit of a tough week, but I think there's going to be a good weekend. Are you going to the Waka Flocka concert?
No.
You're not?
No, I didn't get tickets.
Oh, man, I am going to the Waka Flocka concert.
Just for you guys who don't know, Waka Flocka is coming to Tufts University for... Is it now called Fall Fest? I don't know.
Why did they change it from Cage Rage?
I think because that invoked people to rage, and they didn't want that this year, so they call it Fall Fest. But anyway, Waka Flocka is coming, so people will probably rage regardless.
My first Waka Flocka concert was on my birthday, and I got elbowed in the chest. It was.
You already seen Waka Flocka?
Yeah, I remember last year on my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, he went to my friend's college at the College of New Jersey, and in the building they were in, they were told because of the building structure they had to sit down, and Waka Flocka, the first thing he said was, "All right, we're not sitting down, everyone get up," and then the
Wait,
bass just dropped.
Where was this?
TCNJ, the College of New Jersey. So, he's going to be lively. I'm imagining it's going to be quite crazy, but I'm not going to be there.
Yeah,
so sad.
Mosh pit. Anyways,
what else has been going on? Oh, the election. The first.
Oh my God.
The first
All
debate.
Right, hit me. What do you think?
What do I think? Well, I watched the second half of it because I was at soccer practice, and it was everything I expected. Hillary knocked him out of the park, but still wasn't, like, I don't know. I think she's not the best at debates, but she still knocked him out of the park, which says
it's
something.
So
and he kind of slowly declined, and it's ironic because he made fun of her stamina. Yeah.
My thing is that, so I actually do think historically Hillary is very good at debates because she's one of the most well-briefed people ever.
I could be wrong.
No. She's generally speaking, she was like 35% Hillary on Monday. She was bad. I would say the first 15 minutes, you know.
I heard Trump speaking briefly because I was looking at on my phone, and I was like, he actually answered that question pretty well for considering Trump standards.
I think that it was good for the first 15 for him, and I was like pretty upset. And then, sorry, showing my partiality. And then when asked about Iraq, birther, and then when he made the stop and frisk comment, I don't know if you caught that, but he got slammed, like completely slammed. And I think that my problem with the entire debate is that Hillary, by all conventional terms, won, but didn't do enough damage.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't.
Sure.
She had the opportunity to slap him up to, like, really, really mop the floor. She really could have gone after 3 or 4 points and didn't. And I think that ultimately that's going to, you know, keep the status quo from before the debate. The debate can't win you elections, but this was her opportunity. She's so much.
She didn't know. Well, I think
she didn't do well.
Yeah, no, I think overall she did a good job. I think she could have risked. This is going to sound biased to all listeners, but I think she could have stooped down to his level in arguments where, like, just fighting fire with fire, and I think that could have counteracted everything she was doing. So it was kind of not taking risks. I think she did a pretty good job. She stayed calm, did a really good job. Small little things here and there made him look pretty bad, especially when he kept interrupting and speaking.
Yeah,
when she did that little shimmy and said, "Woof," okay, that was very, that was good. Like, even it wasn't mean, but it was still rubbing in his face, like, you don't know what you're doing up here.
Yeah, and I think the single best thing she did all night was that when she was asked about her email servers, which is really an undodgeable question when the limelight is on you and the other person you're running against for president, she really closed it. She closed the wound. She didn't allow him. She was like, yep, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that, and let's move on. And he was like, he couldn't say, but you did that, because he was expecting her.
And then when
be
it
like,
came to his tax returns,
right,
he had a little dodgy answer. Said like, oh, I'm working on it.
It was sloppy. It was sloppy. Yeah. So I think that she patched wounds. And to be honest, she's not going to hit the, you know, I think everyone's goal for the debate is hit the people that aren't voting for you. And I just don't think, I think it's so divided. There's such a big rift that she'll never hit the contingent that is, you know, that makes up the 80% of Donald Trump's voting pool.
Sure.
So she did what she could do. To be honest, what's going to win this election is who can have the least amount of blunders. They're really walking a thin line right now.
And the first debate kind of gave us an idea who might make the more blunders. Anyway, I think it's time to play some music.
Yeah, let's hit it.
All right. I think the first half is my song, second half is your songs. Unless you want to shake it up a little bit, I'm going to start off with a new group love song off of their new album. It's one of the last songs on the album. They've put it in their set list. It's a really cool song. Gets pretty loud. It sounds really a good mix of their old stuff and new stuff. Anyway, this is Heart of Mine by Group Love.
Oh,
That was Heart of Mine by Group Love. Like I said, it was just one of their songs off of the end of their album. I think it's one of their stronger songs on the album as well. Next song I'm going to be playing is just a small garage rock song that's not really popular that I found, but it has really good chords to it, and I really vibed with it very well. This is a song by a band called Basement. Just having some conversations in the background. That was Summer's Color by Basement. A little, what are you laughing at, man? It's a British garage rock band. Yeah, just found that song in my Discover Weekly. It's a good discovery. Usually get like one or two gems from my 30 weekly playlist on Spotify. Discover Weekly gives you 30 songs related to your music according to what you've been listening to, and gives you songs just to discover. And that was one of them that actually worked out pretty well. All right, the next song is a song Steven chose. It is an Arctic Monkey song, a pretty unpopular Arctic Monkey song.
But
your microphone's like 10 feet away from you, by the way.
Sorry. But I feel like you sent me a video once that the manager of the Arctic Monkeys were like, "What are the five best Arctic Monkey song?" I want to say Suck and See came in at 4 or something. Do you remember that or no?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember Suck It and See not being in the top five.
Oh, do you vividly remember it?
And yeah, I'm confident that it's not
in the top five. I thought it was. I think Suck It and See is an amazing song.
The one song I think that we weren't expecting to be on there.
Black Treacle.
It was off the first album. It was their first song. It was The View from the Afternoon.
Oh, and I expected that. It was the best drumming I've ever heard in my life.
Do you agree? It's just not. It's one of the better drumming songs.
I mean, I think it's one of the best songs because it's super dynamic. There's a part of that song that goes into like reggae mode. It's like it stops being really fast. And
you want to put that on instead?
No, not instead. On our list, though. Let's see.
Okay,
we're running out. All right, we're gonna play Suck It and See. Oh crap! I'm not supposed to tell you the name of the song or say crap. Shit.
We're gonna play The View from the Afternoon by Arctic Monkeys.
Sorry, I have to apologize on live radio now for swearing. I had a slip as Pierce is trying to keep a straight face and not smile, which he's failing to do.
This isn't a smile, by the way. This is turning into a frown.
You angry, sir? I apologize. Anyways, the song is really, really good because I think it has the best drumming of all time forever and ever.
Okay. We're still going to play that original song.
Yeah. I think the drumming in the song is super duper 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 dynamic, but I also think the actual song itself is really dynamic. It slows down, speeds up a lot.
Are you talking about the view from the afternoon?
Yeah, I'm talking about the view from the afternoon, not the one we're about to play. So let's
Are we playing Suck It and See now?
We're not supposed to tell them what song we play.
Never. There's no rules. I've been saying.
I just cursed. Yeah, let's tell them what song. I mean, we're going to play Suck It and See. It's a great song with the Arty Monkeys. That's it.
Your love is like a studded leather headlock. Your kiss, it could put creases in the rain. You're rarer than a can of dandelion in burdock. And those other girls are just post-mix lemonade.
Suck It and See by Arctic Monkeys off their album.
About, wait, is my mic on?
Your mic is on, indeed. That song is off their album, Suck It and See, which is their fourth album. And
what do you think it's about?
I don't know. Steven, why'd you choose it? No? Nothing to offer about this?
Great
radio.
No, stop. I chose the song because guys, I apologize for my loopiness this morning. I chose a song mostly because I was actually making a playlist, and I wanted to pick an Arctic Monkey song that was slower because I had just listened to A Certain Romance when I was like figuring out what songs to pick. And I was listening to what's that song, like 3 p.m. in San Francisco or something? Something in San Francisco. Fake Tales in San Francisco. Why did I just say 3 p.m.? And those are kind of more upbeat songs. And I was like, what's a slower Arctic Monkey song? And I was deciding between this and No Buses.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked this because No Buses is a little too slow. And I like the lyrics of the song a lot. It's not a great song, but it's not a bad song either. It's kind of just a comfort song. So, right. Yeah.
Next song I chose is a song from a little small side project or just a small band from Georgia. This band's called Mighty, and they've been getting some recognition or just some praise from the bassist of Group Love, who happens to know the band very well. And I listened to some of their stuff. It sounds pretty good. Sounds very Nirvana-esque, honestly. Just kind of mixed simplicity with complexity, and it sounds pretty good and lively. Anyway, this is one of their bigger songs by Mighty. That's Fingertip by Mighty. Really good band.
Actually, I really like that song.
Yeah, they got a pretty good EP called Bye, Have Nice. So, they don't really care. I think it's a really funny album cover and album title.
Do you hear that ringing noise? Sorry to interrupt you. It's like just driving me crazy.
It's just the microphone. So, the next song is a classic alternative rock song.
And that song is...
is a Pixie song off of Bossa Nova. Fun fact, Group Love almost named their kid after this song.
Bossa Nova?
They didn't name their kid Bossa Nova. That's the name of the album. The name of the song will be revealed after because apparently that's a problem according to you. That was Valoria by Pixies.
I like that song a lot. So they were going to name their kid Valoria.
Yeah, but they ended up naming their kid Willa, which is cuter.
I actually like that name, Willa.
Willa. Hello, Willa.
I feel like I had a crush on a girl named Willa in the ninth grade.
Did you even know a girl named Willa?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, I thought she was the only Willa.
I know two Willas.
All right. Yeah, that's a little Pixie song. The next song is the first project before Group Love became a thing. The lead singer had a band before that, based out of New York City. I'm going to say they're from Westchester County.
Westchester.
This album is much different than the Group Love sound that we know today. This album is like a piercing sound of the Pixies and Nirvana, except everything's a little bit more amplified. I saw somewhere on their Wikipedia page, someone said they were the loudest band from New York City. Well, the song gets really loud. It's one of my favorites by them. This is one of their lead singles. They were able to get to this album last year. They hadn't worked on anything since 2006, but then Steve Albini, the famous producer who finished In Utero with Nirvana, he helped them finish this album. So this is the Head on a String by Alok.
Yeah.
Head on a String by Alok. What a loud song.
That is a great song.
That's why they're the loudest band in New York City. Well, they were.
Very full song.
Yeah, I think one thing that makes it so loud is just the cymbals on that drum set are like piercing. So it just adds like a crazy sound in the background. It's just, I really like all their music. A lot of their songs sound like that, which is my type of style, and I like it. I really vibe with it a lot, but it gets really loud. It's funny to see.
Like right before the end, I was like, oh, Pierce, is it gonna explode? And Pierce was like, yeah, just wait. And that entire song was like normal, starts with explosion, then it goes like singing, explosion,
yeah,
explosion, and it's really good. It catches you off guard.
Yeah. Next song is the opposite. It's very, very chill. I listened to Blonde by Frank Ocean through once, and this is one of the songs that caught my ear. So I'm just going to play it. It's very,
give it a listen.
I mean, a lot of the songs are pretty slow and vibey, but this one has a really nice tone to it.
Poolside convo about your summer last night. Ooh, yeah. About your summer last night.
I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night? Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend. In your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail. Little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there. Wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Just a night, night, night.
And Self-Control by Frank Ocean. It's a beautiful song. This is really good.
He has a really nice voice.
You know what that reminds me of? You ever listen to Pink Matter?
Yeah, that's my favorite song on that album.
Such a good song on Channel Orange.
That's my favorite song on Channel
Orange. That's a song by Frank Ocean with Andre 3000. Very similar vibe because of very low guitar. But the guitar has a really powerful part in the song because it stays calm, but like when it changes, you still feel the power of it changing. And that's the song was a little bit different because it had symphonies and other people singing in it. And it was just, I thought he did a really good job on the song as well. And the lyrics are good, as always.
I have to listen to this album more because I didn't like it at first.
Yeah, that's fair. I had the same reaction. I was like, I don't like it yet.
Right. And I think I think the problem is that Channel Orange was 2012.
Yeah.
So 2012, the year is 2016 for those who are, yeah. So anyways, he didn't release pretty much anything, not even features. Like, not even singles, and he was not featured on anything for 4 years. And for those of you who don't know, Channel Orange is a masterpiece. It is a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
So people were anticipating another masterpiece, and this is probably good. I just think it fell short of masterpiece status, and I think that's why it's being received badly.
Yeah, well, we have time.
All right.
So because of time constraints, we're going to play two songs in a row, both chosen by Steven. First one's by 21 Pilots. The next one's by MGMT. So if you have nothing to say, I'm just going to...
Nothing to say. Just
get it going.
Just do it. Get it going.
All my friends are heathens. Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. People who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Just to stay away. And now they're outside ready to buzz. It looks like
All right. That was Heathens by 21 Pilots and Weekend Wars by MGMT. That's it for us. We're out of time. This is Subjectively Objective, Pierce Devlin and Stephen Honig.
Yo, yo.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We out.
Thank you, guys.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.